this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, so many tunes, so little time. We've got more releases than Carter's has little liver pills. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be checking out the latest from Flat Lonesome, Donna Ulysses, the Hamilton County Ramblers, Russell Moore in Third Time Out, Diamond Creek, Mountain Faith, and Marley's Ghosts. Along the way, we'll be waiting for the train, living a rambler's life, visiting the lowlands, enjoying 50 miles of elbow room, and cruising timber. Coming up, this We're So Country, We Think That a Seven-Course Meal is a Possum in a Six-Pack edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Marley's Ghost will begin our look at new bluegrassically tinged items with an old number that probably dates back to 1850. A song originally about a blacksmith who lost his eyesight at a time when victims of industrial accidents were left to fend for themselves. The tune was written by Emma Dusenberry, who sold the rights there too in return for a cow. In 1966, Eric Anderson used the same melody for his tragic coal mining song, The Blind Fiddler.
Lost my eyes in the Harlan pits in the year of 56. Working a faulty drill chain that was out of fix. Bounded from the wheel and there it sealed my doom. I am a blind fiddler. But the streets are dark and dirty, not a miner to be found. They're all in some lonesome hollow where the sun refused to shine. Baby's cries are muffled in the sweetness of the wine.
series Ghosts with the Blind Fiddler, Eric Anderson's almost unbearably poignant song, recorded in 1966 on his Vanguard album, About Changes in Things, and heard here on Marley's 2015 Sage Arts outing, The Woodstock Sessions. We're back with a band from Central North Carolina, the Small Town Band with a Big Time Sound, put together by Russell Johnson of the Grass Cats, Julie Elkins of Cane's River, guitarist Spencer Mobley, and bassist Candace Johnson, partially as a vehicle to spotlight the fabulous songs and knockout vocals of newcomer Emily Kirsch. This is Diamond Creek, with Emily singing one of those songs, No Good Heartbreak Blues.
At night I sit upon this window sill, alone with this sorrow that I feel, wondering what's gonna get me through these no good heartbreak blues. You ran away, you found another, someone to cling to call your own. Well, I know now you don't deserve me, but I can't help but feel alone. Yeah, all my friends, they think I'm crazy to ever care so much about.
Many holes I found my bedding. Oh,
As Jim Beaver, cousin Jimmy B, astutely observes in his liner notes, quote, play this record and be transported to a time and place when music was real, from the heart, recorded on one microphone in one take, and unmolested by the business of music. The South Carolina broadcasters still live there, end of quote. The South Carolina broadcasters, led by Ivy Shepherd's driving fiddle, made for her by the late Bill Birchfield of the celebrated old-time group, the Roane Mountain Hilltoppers, with just a pocket knife and a piece of glass, now that's what I call luthery, singing The Rambler's Life from their Tell Me Truly CD. And Diamond Creek led things off with Now We All Know, as found on their new time recording, Where Do I Go From Here? Flat Lonesome has a new project in the bins, their third studio album, and it delivers knockout punches on every front, unforgettable songs, dynamite picking, and of course, jaw-droppingly fine singing from the three siblings that make up the core of the band, Kelsey Robertson Harrigill on the mandolin, Charlie Robinson on fiddle, and Buddy Robertson on guitar. This is the title track, a Casey Chambers song, where the group pulls out all the stops, Runaway Train.
We won't take money.
Quite Lonesome highballing down the track with Runaway Train, the title track to their new Mountain Home disc. We'll let the Sextet take us on through our break with their first ever recorded instrumental, written by the group's banjoist Paul Harrigal, a tune that pays homage to the group's obsession with the old movie Robin Hood. This is Road to Nottingham. And we'll continue contemplating the poaching of the king's deer in Sherwood Forest, along with learning the many virtues of candy and what it means if you don't love your neighbor, as our new bluegrassical shenanigans continue right after our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still solidly immersed in the new bluegrass, or at least relative to this next song, the new pseudo-bluegrass CD bins, with the second album from the Dave Rawlings Machine, the descriptively entitled Nashville Obsolete. The album was recorded the way albums used to be recorded, on analog tape, at the historic Woodland Sound Studios in Nashville, the birthplace of such hits as Honey by Bobby Goldsboro and Knock Three Times by Billy Crash Craddock. Rawlings is joined by his longtime musical partner, Gillian Welch, who co-wrote the Project 7 songs with David. Their music is unique, propelled by Rawlings' full-throttle guitar and lyrics so smart, they make most of Nashville's formulaic writing obsolete. This is Candy.
Down the aisle, is it Candy? Well, who's that coming down the aisle? Is it Candy? Yeah, who's that coming down the aisle? Is it Candy? Oh, who's that coming down the aisle? Is it Candy? Now, what makes everybody smile? Is it Candy? Yeah, what makes everybody smile? Is it Candy? Oh, what makes everybody smile? Is it Candy? Now what makes everybody smile? Is it Candy? There's something sticky on the floor. Is it Candy? There's something sticky on the floor. Is it Candy? There's something sticky on the floor. Is it Candy? There's something sticky on the floor. Is it Candy? something in her hand. Is it candy? Well, mama's got something in her hand. Is it candy? Oh, mama's got something in her hand. Is it candy? Well, mama's got something in her hand. Is it candy? Now, who's that thumping on the bass? Is it candy? Now, who's that thumping on the bass? Is it candy? Now, who's that thumping on the bass? Is it candy? Oh, who's that thumping on the bass? Is it candy? This song's never gonna end. Is it candy? Well, this song's never gonna end. Is it candy? Yeah, this song's never gonna end. Is it candy? Oh, this song's never gonna end. Is it candy? 'Cause somebody wants a little more. Is it candy? Somebody wants a little more. Is it candy? Well, somebody wants a little more. Is it candy? Oh, somebody wants a little more. Is it candy? Now, who's that coming down the aisle? Is it candy? Now, who's that coming down the aisle? Is it candy? Well, who's that coming down the aisle? Is it candy? Yeah,
I'm headed for the lowlands, won't you please direct my way? The train is leaving shortly, there's no time for delay. She told me she'd be waiting, I'm not so sure she is. I heard that there's another man who claims that she is his. Lowlands were my home when I was but a child. They will be my deathbed when I've passed my time. Scattered across the fields, it started to rain and continued several days. The river overflowed and the crops all went to waste. Lowlands were my trying my best, but there's too much here to do. feel secure. It's hard to think I've been replaced, but nothing does endure. Lowlands were my home when I was but a child. They will be my deathbed when I pass my time. Lowlands were my home when I was but a child. They will be my deathbed when I've passed my time.
Russell Moore in Third Time Out covering a tune Randy and Gary Scruggs waxed back in the 70s, The Lowlands, replete with the fittingly eerie Celtic feel. You'll find it on the multi-award-winning band's latest release, It's About Time, on the Break a String record label. And the Dave Rawlings Machine went just before with the catchy Candy, as found on Dave's latest, Nashville Obsolete. Well, this next band has it all in perspective. Check out the band's description of themselves. Quote, "The Hamilton County Ramblers are a Chattanooga, Tennessee-based bluegrass band who play mostly tunes not from this decade," end of quote. I love it. Consisting of five of Chattanooga's most distinguished pickers and singers, Josh Bulware on the fiddle, James Key on the mandolin, Josh Hickson on the bass, Roy, "I've won more flat-picking championships than anyone with the possible exception of Alan Shad Curry on guitar," and the incomparable Jim Pankey on the banjo, the Hamilton County Ramblers putting their spin on an old Bob Wills song, "I Hear You Talkin'," a tune not only not from this decade, but this century or the last half of the last century.
I do, but you talk, and don't break through. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. I hear you talking, telling lies. I can see them in those great big eyes. I hear you talking, jive, but I don't believe a word you say. You say that I'm your honey love, I'm the one you're thinking of. I hear you talking, dove, but you ain't been a fooling me. I hear you talking. Yes, I do, but you talk, and don't ring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say.
The Kentucky Mountain Trio with a spirited rendition of You Don't Love God If You Don't Love Your Neighbor, written and recorded by the father of bluegrass gospel music himself, Carl Story, back on his classic 1963 Starday album, Mighty Close to Heaven. The trio does the song and the memory of Carl Story proud on their I Knew He Would outing. And the Hamilton County Ramblers put a little desperately needed Texas swing into this thing with I Hear You Talking, as waxed on their self-titled, just released by Gavel Recording. I'm Dave Higgs, and Cindy G, Donna Ulysses, and Bill Emerson, and Sweet Dixie will keep the new bluegrassy train rolling on our return from break time here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned, still immersed in the new part of the Bluegrass CD section, homing in on album number, as opposed to Love Potion, 9 from celebrated singer-songwriter Donna Ulysses. Donna wrote this one with her husband and cousin to none other than Carter and Ralph, Rick Stanley. Now I love a drinking, cheating, killing, going to hell song as much as anyone. Sometimes you need a tune that actually stands for the great truth that true love conquers all. This is Donna Ulysses singing As Long As We're Together from her new Hadley Music Group disc, Hard Cry Moon.
Money gets gone in a hurry. We ain't never got a dime when we need it, so we worry. And worry takes the fun out of loving. But in each other's arms we ain't worrying about nothing. Just you and me, our world turns peacefully. And even when there's stormy weather, we can face the rain as long as we're together. Hard times are awful trying. They chase away the good times and sometimes leave us crying. But crying just brings us closer, and we hold each other tight until the hard times are over. Just you and me, our love is all we see. We couldn't make it any better. We're the happiest as long as we're together.
Side.
Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie with 50 Miles of Elbow Room, one of three songs newly recorded for their just-out gospel compilation on the Rural Rhythm label entitled, strangely enough, The Gospel Side of Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie. That tune was written by one Herbert Buffum around the turn of the 20th century. Buffum was a Holiness Pentecostal evangelist who lived and preached in California. Sarah Carter of the Carter family heard the song in an Adventist church while visiting that state and recorded it with the Carter and family at their last session in October 1941. And the rest, as they say, is history. And Donna Ulisse batted first with As Long As We're Together from her new one, Hard Cry Moon. You're hearing about a heaven so welcoming that its gates are 100 miles wide with 50 miles of elbow room to spare, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. You'll find playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and us at bluegrass@wpln.org. And you'll find Cindy G from the hills of southwestern Pennsylvania down at the subway station in New York City. New York City, waiting for the train.
Sitting in the station in the bad part of town, hungry, tired, and naked when the sun goes down. Still I know the refuge in these tracks. Some are begging for a nickel or begging for a dime. All the homeless people with nothing but time. Still they know the refuge in these tracks. But it's another world in the underground, where the air doesn't move and every heart pounds. Some can get away just turning right away, uptown and Kentrip bound. With me I'm waiting for my train, waiting for that train, gonna carry me home. Waiting for the train like they're waiting for a friend. Looking for a light shining round the bend, 'cause they know that train will carry them back. To some this is a haven, to some this is a hell. Some have found redemption hanging on the third rail. Still I know the refuge in these tracks that I dream of never coming.
I did know who was mine when I worked the rails and took her leave. Come the hard times for a silent town where I would not go. It gets dry in a dust bowl. The rebel knows a hard time. It gets dry in a dust bowl. There's always work on the smaller line. There's a break in the bitter snow. Quiet bird on a frozen field. Wooden plow and an iron wheel, and it gets dry in a dust bowl. It gets dry in a dust bowl. The rebel knows a hard time. It gets dry in a dust bowl. There's always work on a smaller line. Chicago bound, on track that I laid down, and it's breaking through all the bitter snow. It gets dry in a dust bowl. The rebel knows a hard time. It gets dry in a dust bowl. There's always work on the smaller line. There's a place that I won't go in the light of the northern sky. There'll be no lullaby for a silent town where I will not go.
Yep, it can get mighty dry in a dust bowl. Tim May and Steve Smith singing Deer Valley from their self-titled effort on the Desert Night Music label. And Cindy G was on top with the true story of her experiences with the New York City Transit Authority with Waiting for the Train from her new Jim Van Cleve produced project, Jailbreak. Well, we need to make a break for it in as much as our time is almost done. We'll let Greg Blake give us one last spasm of new bluegrass locality with Cruise and Timber from his new album, Songs of Heart and Home. That high, happy. Next time you go cruising timber, don't forget your angle gauge compass, property map, and tree diameter measuring device. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, not only can you not live without them, you can live with them as well. What would the holiday season be without a plethora of new bluegrassy releases from the likes of Matt Ledbetter, Nothing Fancy, Mountain Faith, and Jerry Sally? I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be busier than a one-eyed dog in a smokehouse unveiling them on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.